We would welcome each one of you here tonight. I'm extremely happy to be here in this position tonight, and I feel sorry for Brian. Because I think most of us have been in that position at one time or another, so it's never easy, and it's never gotten any easier for me over all the years. So I rushed him up back there. I told him we did not want to cut Brian short. We wanted to give him the full time, and Vernon said if he went an hour, he'd be happy to come back at a later date and share his. So you will not have to endure 2 hours tonight. So anyway, once again, we would welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the scripture reading that I've chosen this evening comes from Mosiah, the first chapter, the 88th through the 91st verse. And moreover, I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. Would you turn in your hymns to hymn number 11, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Would you stand, please?
Heavenly Father, it is truly a joy to be here this evening, and we pray, Lord, that you will be with us and send your Spirit down to abide with us and touch all of our hearts. I especially would hold Brian and Vernon up to you this time to bless them with a portion of your Spirit, that you'll calm their nerves and that you'll loose their tongues, that those things that you've placed upon their heart they'll be able to bring forth this night. I pray that you be with all of us, that the sins that are in our lives and the things that are on our minds, we'll be able to leave those for a short time, that we can truly focus on you, Lord, and draw closer to you. And I pray these things in your Son's holy name, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. I think my whole family would tell you that we were sitting watching the Chiefs game, and I did not look happy at all. I'm about dying sitting there watching the Chiefs game thinking about this. So, for my very first sermon today, I chose to talk about the very complex but simple topic of the love of Jesus Christ. I think all of us know that Jesus loves us very much, and that's how it's simple. But nobody can really understand how he loves us that much. I think a lot of times we underestimate God's love for us. that if we move to another topic, another area of love, we also underestimate how much our parents love us at some points in our lives. For instance, as kids, if we get in trouble or something, we tend to forget that our parents love us. It just kind of exits our mind. If they tell us, go unload the dishwasher, or go take care of the trash, that's another time. We're not thinking, we're not focused on how our parents love us. Just an example, real fast, this week. Like Dan said this morning, I got a week and a half to prepare for this sermon, which is plenty of time. My mom asked me probably three times this week, Brian, have you prepared for your sermon, or have you set time aside for your sermon? And after like the third time, I got a little frustrated and said, yes, I've got it. I was just getting a little annoyed, which was wrong of me. But it kind of hit me yesterday. I was sitting in the tractor thinking about how the sermon should go, and she loves me, and that's why she kept reminding me. Another example, while I'm working, my grandpa can tell you that my phone goes off a lot while I'm working. And for instance, my dad calls me every now and then, and just calls to talk or tell me how things are going. And at the time, I'm thinking, well, I've got to work. But then it means just a lot that he'd take time out of his day just to call and talk to me. If you move to, let's see here. God, in a lot of ways, is the same way. Can't really compare parents to God because just not. You can't do it very well. In the times where God's testing you, it seems like the world is coming to an end. Just things keep piling on until it can't get any worse. You just think you wouldn't mind if you just fell over and died right there. Those times come every now and then. God's testing you. He's making you a stronger person, and he's doing that because he loves you. I have a testimony for you all. I'm very comfortable telling this testimony. The three of us, my mom, my sister, and me, when I was 5 years old, my mom was driving down Blue Mills Road, coming around a corner, and she lost control. It was a real cold, icy, snowy day. She lost control, and we hit another vehicle. And it's real amazing the details I can remember about this. I'm the only one that remembers every detail about this accident. My mom was knocked unconscious. I remember getting out of my seatbelt, slipping out or something, and looking at her. And I remember at my grandma's house a week before, I had been watching a David and Goliath film. And after David slew Goliath with a stone, I remember the Philistines looking over Goliath and saying, "He's dead." And I saw Mom laying there, just unconscious. And I looked at her, and I remember looking out the shattered glass in the car and yelling, "She's dead." I remember my sister Destiny sitting in the car seat next to me. Everybody says that she was unconscious, and I remember fully, plainly, she was crying. Everybody says that she was unconscious, but I don't know after I got out of the car if she had gone unconscious there, but I fully remember she was crying, and I couldn't do anything about it. I remember our guardian angel, my mom, Destiny, and I. I remember we all call her our guardian angel. Cindy Cameron came to our rescue, and I remember her getting me out of the car. I went and sat in her van, and I remember ambulance and firemen and police officers showing up, and I had no clue what was going on, what was going to happen with my mom, what was going to happen to Destiny. And there's a little time gap from when that moment and when I saw my mom in the hospital. I remember going to the hospital and being relieved that she was sitting up, and we were talking back and forth. And the last time I had heard her talk that day was when we were spinning out of control, and she said, "Hold on," like she could do something about it. But we all know full and well that you can't control anything like that. I saw Destiny at Children's Mercy later that day. She was also fully conscious, and she looked like the cutest little raccoon you ever seen. Both of her eyes were all swollen up and purple, and I was very relieved to see her playing in the nursery with other little kids. She had broken an eye bone underneath her eye, and my mom had the lens of her eye was taken out by a piece of glass, and she actually has a smeared pupil in her eye today that you can see from it. Through the mercy of God, I have my mom today, and I have Destiny today. He loves our whole family a lot. And I think that's just a great example for the love that God has for us. He had all the control that day. He could have done anything he wanted that day. Up to this point, I've compared my parents' love and God's love, and we all know full and well that you can't do that. If we read in the scriptures, the scripture I think puts in real good perspective is John 3:16. And I'm going to read it. We all can paraphrase it real well, but just in case. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." God sent his Son down here on the earth to die for our sins. And that's a huge sacrifice. And there's a rhetorical question. Nobody needs a nod or anything, but out of all of you parents, who would sacrifice your child for a neighbor that you might not even know? I mean, I really think it'd be really difficult for someone to be able to do that. And God loves us a lot. And for him to be able to do that, for the love that he has for us, all he's asking back is that we love him back. And a lot of times, like, we forget to love our parents at some points. When we're going through things, we need to remember to love our God back, because he loves us more than anything unconditionally. So that is my prayer, that we just remember to love God back through this next week and the rest of our lives. Thank you.